I ended the gospel with the phrase we typically end the gospel with, the gospel of the Lord. Remember that gospel means good news. And here we are, proclaiming Jesus' death, and I get done with it and say the good news. Oxymoronic? Ironic? Not as much so as when I start having you sing Alleluias. That's breaking tradition, you know. Normally, we don't sing Alleluias during Lent, and certainly not on Good Friday. But the Spirit told me, my heart tells me, that this year, for Good Friday, we need to focus on being thankful. And Alleluia is a way of expressing thanks. It's a way of being thankful, of being grateful. And we're not doing it in the big celebratory way like, Alleluia, Alleluia! No, we're just simply saying, Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. We praise you because of your goodness. We praise you because of your love. We praise you in thanksgiving for the good that you have done for us. It is the good news. It's the good news that Jesus died on the cross. The death that was painful, that's not good. The fact that he was mocked and persecuted and tormented, that's not good. Death in and of itself, not good. That Jesus' life had to end, not good. But the fact that Jesus died for us, and in doing so redeemed us, in doing so saved us, in doing so took away our sins, in doing so laid bare the mercy of our Father, in dying on the cross, Jesus made a world of difference for us. And for that, we are thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a Savior we have got. That is just amazing. It's the fact that Jesus died for us. How can you not be thankful? How can I not be grateful? How can the world not appreciate this? So this year, I want to focus on being grateful. It's been a tough year to be grateful. And we can be grateful that we are here. Some of us can be grateful that we survived another year, especially that which this year has brought. We can be grateful for forgiveness, for healing, for wholeness, for being able to have hope. And that healing and wholeness and hope, it largely comes through the cross. Jesus saves us. Because we are forgiven, we can have hope. Because we're forgiven, we can be healed. Because we're forgiven, we can have wholeness. And all the other healing and wholeness and hope that we have is a subset of that. Because in the end, salvation is ours. And all the rest of the healings and the being made whole and all the rest of the hope would be almost for naught if it wasn't for the fact that we have been bought. We were bought by the blood of the Lord on the cross. And we're saved. This whole entire broken world can be saved. In fact, Jesus broke his bones to mend the broken world. Jesus' brow was pierced to bind up the wounds of the world. Jesus breathed his last so the rest of us could breathe freely. So we say Alleluia. We say Alleluia because our sins are forgiven. We say Alleluia because we have a Savior. We say Alleluia because our broken world can be made whole. Because we can have healing and hope. So yeah, Alleluia during Good Friday. Hallelujah on a Good Friday. In the midst of torment and persecution and condemnation and crucifixion and death. Hallelujah. In spite of the fact that the original couple, with their original sin, with their own brokenness and imperfection, their own need for God, representing and symbolizing our own brokenness and imperfection and need for God. In spite of that, or I suppose because of that, the old line, O happy fault, we say Alleluia. Christ comes as the high priest, as we heard in Hebrews, holy, blameless, perfect, sacrificing for us, for our sinfulness. Alleluia. Hard to believe it, but hallelujah on Good Friday. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give thanks. I want to revel, if you will. Not rebel, revel, R-E-V-E-L. Enjoy, celebrate, be in this thankful, in this thankfulness, be in this Alleluia, enter into the Alleluia. I saw through email a video that was posted to Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but fortunately email can share it. And it is an Alleluia song. It's an Alleluia song for the crucifixion. It's an Alleluia song for Jesus' death. It's a song of praise and thanksgiving for the gift that Jesus, that our triune God gave to us. I'm going to play it for the rest of my sermon. And that is going to be what we can revel in, the Alleluias. Two young ladies, sisters, maybe you've seen it. If not, well, you're going to really appreciate it. And if you have, you'll appreciate it again. So here we go. Pardon me. I realize that if I want the video people to see it. No, you are seeing it. Making sure I get all my technology here right. Pardon me for that. Okay, here we go again.
His final sin was gently lifted the soldier who had used his sword to pierce the body of our Lord said, "Truly, this was Jesus Christ, our Savior." He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, crying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah." Took from his head the thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside, now in our hearts we know he died.
And with that, I invite you to remain silent. Remain in awe. Remain in gratitude. Thankful for that which happened for you and for me and for the world through Christ Jesus on Good Friday. Hallelujah.